At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Power prices in our province. Provincial government says they're going to fix it, but it's going to take until 2027 to completely reform the system. So some temporary measures are coming in that sort of put a cap on that whole economic withholding thing that we allow in this province. It happens here and I think nowhere else. Might be one other place in North America, but let's find out for sure. Like, how did we get so far out of whack? How are things so different here in Alberta compared to everywhere else? And will these fixes help us out? And if so, how much? We're going to speak now with Joel McDonald, who is the founder of electricity price comparison site, energyrates.ca. Joel, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's just start at the beginning here. Alberta's electricity market, how different is it in the way that other provinces in Canada operate? Are we a complete outlier here?
We are somewhat, but to understand the way we operate and the reason, it would help to understand the challenges of running an electricity marketplace. And that same challenge is standardized across the world. And the issue is you cannot store electricity. There is, of course, batteries and things of that nature, but on a grid level, you can't store it. So most commodities, let's take a look at natural gas. We produce natural gas all year long. We store it. And in times of high demand, we take the natural gas from storage to meet that high demand. The issue with the electricity market is that in times of high demand, we need generation to offset that demand. So let's say the Alberta grid typically requires about 10,000 megawatts of power. When it gets really cold, really hot, we might need about 12,000 megawatts of power. But that only happens 3 or 4 times a year. So the struggle that every grid system has is, how do we ensure that adequate power generation is built when potentially that power station is only being compensated for 3 or 4 times a year?
Right.
And there's two different ways to do that. The most common way is called a capacity market.
Okay.
This is where power stations receive two payments. They receive one payment when they're contributing to the grid, and they receive a second payment just for having standby generation. So a power company, it might make sense to build a power plant and only contribute to the grid 3 or 4 times a year because they're getting that standby payment all year long.
Okay, hang on, Joel. Pays that? Gives them that standby payment? Who's paying that?
Consumers do. It's built into the electricity price.
Gotcha. Okay, fair enough. Okay, so that's one way of doing it. Not the way we do it, though.
Correct. So, and that was your initial question, and sorry, yeah. It took me a little time.
No, that's fine. Absolutely. That's good. It's good stuff.
Alberta is an energy-only marketplace, meaning generation stations are only compensated when they're contributing to the grid. So in order to incentivize generation to be there and available at that infrequent time when we have high demand, we have to pay exceptionally high prices. For example, in Alberta, during those peak times, we may be paying up to 99 cents per kilowatt hour to those generation stations.
Okay.
You asked how common this is. So there's only two marketplaces in North America that operate an energy-only marketplace. It's Alberta and Texas. And we are known for, both regions are known for two things. Exceptionally low energy pricing sometimes, and exceptionally high energy pricing other times. From 2016 to 2019, Alberta had some of the lowest pricing in North America.
Okay.
So So the next question is, let's talk about, you know, the offer price limit and the regulation that came in. And,
right.
You know, who's this going to affect and is it going to be effective? And there's a lot of chat from the generators about this product. But if we actually look at individual Albertan residential consumers, it's not going to affect as many people as you think. It's only going to affect consumers that are on the RRO or with a competitive retailer on a floating rate product. Because of the extraordinarily high RRO and floating rate product prices over the last year, most Albertans have switched to a competitive retail fixed product. And we actually, the MSA, the Market Surveillance Administration, has actually quantified this. So in Calgary, about 70% of Calgarians have switched to a competitive retail fixed rate product. And in Edmonton, it's somewhere closer to 60%. So those consumers will not be affected by this at all.
Really? Because, I mean, they sort of chased us off of that RRO for very good reason, because we were going to have to make up the shortfall that the province had put in when they paused some things last year. So most people have moved off the RRO.
Correct. So these new market changes are only going to protect those that are still on the RRO or on a floating rate product. And we quantified it further what the protections roughly would be. These are very new, so the math is kind of back of a napkin. But we think that the spot price would have to be about 30 cents for a week for these regulations to come into play. And then for the next 3 weeks, they're going to cap it at 12.5 cents. So that's going to have you a monthly weighted average price of 16.87 cents per kilowatt hour. You can still, with many different competitive retailers, sign a contract at 11.5 cents. So there's still not even a huge reason to stay on that RRO product.
Okay, so you saying these changes announced this week on Monday at the conference in Banff really won't make a meaningful difference to the vast majority of Albertans?
On the residential consumer side, yes.
Wow.
Correct.
What would? How do we get out of this, Joel?
Well, but on the positive side, but there's actually a negative side of this that could affect every consumer.
Okay.
Because recently we went through in January some potential brownouts. I think everyone remembered they got on their phone to turn down. The issue with these limitations is high prices is how we incentivize more generation to come online, for industrial sites to shed load, for us to import electricity from other marketplaces. These regulations that cap the price of electricity will actually reduce the amount of new generation that can become available in times of high demand.
Makes sense. Of course. And the other side of that, and help me understand this, Joel, is a lot of the people yesterday, as these announcements came out and said, you want us to wait until 2027 to get a frame. We don't know what it looks like. That is a massive chilling effect on any kind of investment on power plants, be it renewable, be it natural gas. It doesn't matter to say I'm going to build a power plant when I don't know what the market is going to look like in 2.5 years. Forget it. I'm not going to do it. So if we shot ourselves in the foot here.
100%. Uncertainty is just such a devastating effect to these large industrial projects. And additionally, you capped how much that they can make, and you've limited the economics of those new sites. So every marketplace has to ask the question, you know, what will we prefer? Very expensive electricity in times of high demand or no electricity at all? And I think most people would prefer slightly more expensive electricity versus no electricity at all.
Sure. I mean, it's a choice nobody wants to have to make, but I think you're right. I mean, can this be fixed within the system that we have, Joel? It seems like things have just gone so far wrong. Even the fix makes things worse.
It can, but it takes time. And we just have to be careful that, like you said, we don't shoot ourselves in the foot by implementing some short-sighted, short-term solutions that end up driving up prices and increasing increasing the frequency of brownouts, you know, in this 3 to 5 or 10 year range.
Yikes. Okay. Joel, thank you so much for your insight. I really do appreciate you being here with us today.
Thanks for having me.